Good day, everyone. I'd say good morning, but with all of the standard daylight saving times changes, I don't know if you'll be morning, afternoon, and maybe it'll be even evening when you listen to this. Do the time changes bugger up your schedules? Oh, I know it does mine, and scheduling podcast interviews from all over the place does a doozy on us. Anyway, I bring this up because I have a monthly meeting with a gal named Anna. We met late spring last year. We started geeking over all the business stuff and hit it off. She started asking me about funnels and marketing, and I was asking her about Instagram and conversations. You may know her from the Instagram account Kids Are the Worst with almost 500,000 followers, or her other account, Anna Is the Worst. Yes, that is the name of her Instagram account. Anna Is the Worst. And you know, with a name like that, you're going to find entertainment. Now, we have been meeting regularly to discuss business topics at hand, but daylight savings threw us off and we kept missing each other. Puerto Rico doesn't change times, and we were all confused by time zones, daylight savings, but when the clocks finally aligned, we made it happen. Now, as we were chatting, the info she was sharing with me, oh, it was so exceptional. And I asked her if we could record our conversation and do a podcast interview because what she was telling me, I know, answers some of the questions that you have been asking. Like, if you're struggling getting your Instagram followers to engage, then this is the podcast episode for you. If you feel stiff, awkward when you're posting on social, or maybe you feel a little bit robotic, and you don't know what to post, then this is the episode for you. Anna has the ability to communicate, articulate with her audience in a powerful way. She has learned the skill of conversation and connection on social media. Now, she's not into the hype of getting more followers or becoming Instagram famous. She's into the real reason that social media exists. It's to be social and engage. Now, if you don't follow her, make sure to make that happen, and I'll leave her Instagram handles in the show notes. Now, in this episode, you're actually gonna feel like it feels a little bit rushed. It's because it was. I'm just keeping it real. I only had a short time before I had to take my kids to a youth church event that's an hour away, and the kids were in the background getting ready because they needed snacks for the 2-hour round trip. Then you're going to hear these weird cracking whip sounds. Well, that's the Prince family doing our part in keeping the bug population down on the island. If you've ever been on an island, you know it's a thing. We have bug zappers in the house because they're essential. Now, honestly, I was a little bit hesitant to ask her to record, not because I thought she'd say no. It's because it wasn't this so-called professional podcast in a silent studio. On my part, I had dying bugs in the background, for heaven's sakes, and felt like they were all the rage for those minutes that we were recording. But I think it's a good reminder that you can still put out brilliant products into the world without it being perfect. Because if what you have improves lives and helps people, and it would be a loss for so many people who needs your products, because I know you're in the business of helping others. Whether it's a physical product, Instagram post, the world needs you. What Anna is saying in this episode, I knew would give you the aha moments that you have been looking for. And I know you wouldn't mind the occasional whip cracking sound in the background. You guys, I'm real. It's life. I'm here to serve, dead bugs and all. So let's dive in to Anna's conversation.
Instagram is just there to serve us. And it's a way to understand, if you understand what Instagram's goals are and what Instagram wants from you, then you can make Instagram awesome and enjoy it and have fun and find the right people. It's not the tool that's the problem. It's the way you're using the tool. So you wouldn't go take a hammer and try to remove a screw with the back end of a hammer. You're going to go get a screwdriver to remove the screw.
Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. All right, Anna, got you on. Nobody in my world knows about you yet, but I think you are one of the greatest secrets out there because I've personally followed you. In fact, I actually stalk you, especially your Tuesdays. Will you let everybody know about just a little bit more about you?
Yeah, I'd love to. I started forever ago in marketing about 20 years ago, and I was doing direct mail marketing. So like letters, snail mail. I was writing that to financial institutions, and I just loved getting people, trying to get people to open a letter. It was so fun for me. That changed really quick into doing SEO, all kinds of things online, online marketing, and then social media became obviously the best way to get people to market. And it was the perfect combination for me because I loved the social aspect. I loved that everyone could be a marketer, everyone could be in marketing, everyone could sell, anyone could be a magazine article or spread, even more than blogs, because we reach people faster and we can share people more easily with our friends. And so when that all happened on Instagram specifically, I was like, it's here. Everything I've been prepping for, all my training, all my Rocky training has like gotten me to this point to help people understand how to make Instagram work for them and be just amazing marketers on Instagram. So that's basically 20 years, all kinds of mediums.
Okay. So one of my favorite things that you say on Instagram is don't hate Instagram, and it's not about the algorithm. Will you explain that?
Yeah. I mean, I thought you were going to say, don't hate the Instagram, hate the game. Don't hate the player. Instagram's the playa. And it's not about people want to hate Instagram because it's easy. Because if they're not doing well, then it must be Instagram's fault. It's not their fault, right? And Instagram is just there to serve us. And it's a way to understand. If you understand what Instagram's goals are and what Instagram wants from you, then you can make Instagram awesome and enjoy it and have fun and find the right people. It's not the tool that's the problem. It's the way you're using the tool. So you wouldn't go take a hammer and try to remove a screw with the back end of a hammer. You're going to go get a screwdriver to remove the screw. And that's the same thing. People are trying to use Instagram to be a tool that is not serving them. But then it's like, but what is your goal for the tool? What are you trying to do with it? And when you understand, oh, this actually puts nails in and takes nails out, now I understand how to do it. And it's actually an amazing, awesome tool. And I'm so glad it's in my toolbox because it's a freaking hammer. It really works well. So that's what Instagram is. It's an amazing tool. And if you understand it and figure out how to use it, then you learn to love it because it's fun.
All right. That was such a great analogy, but can you go a little bit more in detail about the tool that Instagram really is? Is it the hammer? Is it the nail? And how do we use it better in our online businesses?
Yeah. Is it the hammer or is it the nail? This is a very deep thought. The way that Instagram is a tool, we think of like, you use this analogy, Allison, and I've borrowed it heavily from you, of like an invitation to a party. And if you're creating this amazing party, but then you didn't send out invitations, then no one's coming to your party. It doesn't matter if you spent $10,000 on catering and have the best DJ around. If nobody's coming to your party, then who cares? It doesn't matter. Oh, true. Instagram is the invitation. It's what it is. It's getting people to your party. And you are letting people, like if you sent out a really boring invitation that was just like, oh yeah, come to my party, it's going to be amazing, then people will be like, maybe it's not that important. Maybe I don't need to come, right? So you need to get people excited for what they're going to come to. If they're going to come to this amazing party, then you need to express to them why it's amazing, who's going to be there, who is it for, who am I exactly inviting, what are you going to wear, what are you going to bring, like, right? The more you explain to people and get them pumped about the party, then they are going to make sure that nothing else is on their calendar, they're getting to that party. And that's why Instagram can be this powerful tool, because it's not just a simple hammer saying, yeah, okay, put the nail in. It's like the super hammer that's saying, here's all the information of like how, okay, now I got to stop with the hammer analogy because it's crossing over with my invitation analogy. But really, if you're giving an awesome invitation, people are going to make sure their schedule is cleared for your party, right? That's what Instagram is. It's that tool. Get people to your party, which is your website or your shop or, you know, anything that gets them to buy, to come, to participate, that you collect their information. That's what Instagram is. It's not the only, it's not the party. That's not Instagram.
Agreed. Agreed. Okay. So now that sounds really exciting, especially if you're like Taylor Swift, right? Like she can have amazing parties, amazing outfits, but what if you're just starting and you're not flashy and you're selling earrings? What would you recommend for something like that?
Well, I mean, Allison, honestly, do you want to go to a big party all of the time? Do you want to get dressed up and have to go to some fancy party and meet all the people all the time?
No, give me sweats and
yeah,
boy.
Yes. So you're not going to want the flashy party. I made it sound exciting so that you understood an invitation, right? But there are a lot of people who don't want to go to those parties. They want a Chick-fil-A, yeah, in their sweats kind of a party. They want people who are like, oh, we all do this kind of thing at our party. And so we start by understanding who that audience is. Who is it that we want at our party? What kind of party do they want to go to? Align it with what kind of party we want to have. And then we figure out how to create that value for them, how to create that invitation so that it's like, this feels like me and they want to join, you know, the invitation part of your party. So they're there participating with you. But first you got to understand who it is that you're trying to invite. So you got to like, your brand, your business starting to sell earrings. Okay, who's wearing your earrings? What do they look like? Do your audience audit, understand who they are, what kind of thing that they like, how do they want to feel, what do they want out of it, and invite them in, get them that value so that they feel comfortable, they feel like they can be like themselves, they feel like they found people just like them. Then you can start doing the selling to them to get them to buy your earrings.
Love it. Like that makes so much sense. And I'm so glad that. Like me personally, I don't want to be Taylor Swift. Like I know are famous, right? I just want to serve my audience, whether it's my pillows that I'm selling online or it's selling people on how to start their own businesses. So, okay, I love that. But can we dive in a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure.
To that. The type of content, you've taught me this before, and I think it's very brilliant. I know as we're starting our businesses, and getting online and getting into the Instagram world, it's overwhelming. Like you make it sound so easy,
right?
Because like you're just in this world all the time. But if you're just starting and you're like, how do I even talk to my people? What do I even post about? Do I talk about my family? Do I talk about the quality of the product? Do I talk about the giveaway? How do you know what specifically to post?
So one thing you want to remember is that nobody wants to be sold to. Like, I'm not going to go onto Instagram to just have ad after ad after ad. I'm not going to go on Instagram for that, right? We're not going to open a magazine that's just only ads and be like, can't wait to read my magazine full of ads and find one article in there. We want a magazine that gives us a ton of value, a ton of articles that feels like something that's adding value to our lives. So what you need to think about is what am I creating in my little magazine that might just be like one page at a time in someone's daily magazine, right? So I'm adding one little article every day onto my audience's magazine that they're reading, right? So you see it more like that. So what do people want? Do they want constantly ads served at them? Are they going to say, oh yeah, I'm going to follow that because I get advertised to? Or do you want to give them something that says, this makes my life better. This helps me understand what I'm getting. This feels like, what is the value you're giving them? If it's education, information, inspiration, motivation, is it concepts and ideas? Is it different ways they can use your product? Is it how they can wrap your product to give as a gift. Give them different ways to wrap the very item you're giving and say, here's one way, here's another way, here's things that you can give with it, or here's how you can wear it, here's how you can use it. And if you're creating that type of a feed, then you're adding value to their life. So then they say, oh, I'm learning something, I'm getting something, I'm growing, and I see that this person adds to me, so I'm more likely to follow them and buy from them and want to support them, because it's not just me constantly giving them money and them saying, okay, new product, new product, new product, buy, buy, buy. This is why we don't open emails from gap.com, because we're like, yeah, yeah, I know you're just selling me another pair of jeans, so I'm not going to open your email, right? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm totally having flashbacks of like the JCPenney's catalog that would come to us. And I'm like, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. They're just going to sell me stuff. No offense.
Right. I mean, it's just like,
but give content, give value.
Yeah, you give that kind of extra love and extra value. So you write these things down, you figure out what this is. And I always say you start with about three values. So one could be product. One could be product specific, right? So let's say earrings again. You're selling earrings, you're going to post earrings, right? But another one could be style. And so you're giving people style ideas. So yes, your picture, your earrings might be in the picture of the person that you're posting, you know, but they also have like a cool layering thing that they did, or a hair, you know, whatever, braid in with the earrings, and you're giving them extra, even though your earrings are there. And maybe your third one is humor. I don't know why, but it just felt right. So then you're going to do something that's funny. You're going to do a meme, or you're going to do something that's like, you know, something that's on brand, but that makes sense to your audience. And then you're going to figure out how you put this, what we call it, a matrix. Some people call it, you know, different things, but that's how it looks in your feed. So you know that you're going to post, every other post is going to be product, and then one post is going to be style, and then the other post will be humor. And so then you know what you're going to post. You know it. You've got your feed, you have it figured out. In the early Monday, you're going to collect all your content for the week, because you know I need three product shots, I need two style shots, and one humor shot. You collect it all, you work on your captions, it's ready to go. You know what to post, you know how to connect back and forth with people.
So that's one thing that you helped me with quite a bit, from the overwhelm of what do I post? What am I doing? Now I put it in categories, and it's so much easier for me to think about what to post. And especially if I can get it ready earlier. So I'm not frantically looking, what am I going to post today? What am I going to post today? The content's already there. It's already laid out for me.
Yeah. And it takes out the guesswork, because honestly, the guesswork is one of the hardest parts about any marketing strategy.
Amen. Yes.
It's just going, well, what am I going to do now? Well, and then what we do is the wrong thing is we start looking at what everyone else is doing. And this is where people get really messed up, is they say, ooh, this looks really successful for them, or that looks really fun that's working for them, so I'm going to try to do that thing. And that doesn't make sense for your audience. That doesn't make sense for your brand. But we say, we get tempted by the success of it, or by the shiny object syndrome. Like, oh, that's working, let me do that. And then that's when we get frustrated, because it's not working well, or our audience isn't engaging and they're interacting, because we've lost sight of what it is that we're actually doing, and the simple of just the layout, you know, the simple strategy, it's already there, you're done. Keep that creativity for your stories or for something else, you know, your emails or something like that.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay, then another thing, when you're writing these posts, and even when you're reading other people's, some of them feel like they're your best friend, and then others feel very robotic. How do you become a writer that feels like you're just there, like you're in here sitting in my room or having conversation, versus that sales pitch and just that awkward, I don't want to read this, it doesn't connect with me, let's just scroll on by. What I know your strength is communicating. Like, you, I think, are one of the most brilliant minds of how to articulate yourself. And I see it in your Instagram stories. I see it on your Instagram feed. You are very, very, and I know it's not, you've learned how to do it. You've got some really good skills that you're able to teach. So what would you recommend for people that just kind of feel like their content's a little bit robotic, to get them to go to, hey, let's be friends?
Totally. Well, thank you. First of all, it was really nice of you. The first thing you have to do is understand who it is that you're talking to. Again, it's like if you understand and know who your audience is, it doesn't become this like giant pool of potentially 2 billion people. And how do I write content for all of those people? How overwhelming is that? That's like exhausting. So you have to understand who it is. And I get, you know, down to the point where I know exactly who they are, how old they are. I have like one person, I call it my, you know, my audience avatar. And I know who that person is so specifically that I'm just writing to her. And I know there are other people. It's like throwing a huge fishing net and you're going for the person right in, or the fish right in the middle. And then what happens? Do you just get that one fish right in the middle? Or do you get like tons of fish that were all around it? You get tons of fish, right? So if you're fishing with a net, you're going to not want to go on the very edge and just try to grab one person, but you're going to go right in the middle, figure out who that person is. And your focus is so directed at that. So when you throw the big net, you're going to get all the other people. But if I'm trying to speak to all of the people, they're not all going to come into my net. So I understand who my audience is. And then I just am talking to her. And so it does become like a friend because I'm just talking to one person. And when I'm talking to one person, everyone who reads it feels like I'm talking to them. So I say it's like social media and Instagram specifically is one-on-one conversations happening 1,000 people at a time. And it's like baffling if you try to understand it and think about it, but that's exactly what's happening. When you have one-on-one conversations and I'm talking to one person, I'm actually end up having one-on-one conversations with thousands of people. And that's really amazing. And so that's number one, is like figure out who that person is, name her, you know, understand exactly what her needs are, what her wants are, what her style is, you know, all the things. And then practice your captions and practice and practice and write them over and over. Look at people who you like, rewrite their captions. Don't post them, you know, but just like for practice. And then just get really familiar and comfortable. Like maybe text your friend what you would write in a caption and see if that sounds really wooden. And if your friend's like, what the heck are you writing me? And you're like, oh, maybe I need to rewrite it again. And like, don't say, hey, I'm sending you a caption. Just like send it to them. Be like, so have you ever thought about, you know, dreams? And they're like, what? You know, but if you wouldn't say that to your friend, instead you'd be like, I had the weirdest dream last night. And it was this. And they're like, yeah, tell me more, right? That's how you talk to a friend. You don't say, so I was reading about dreams in a book the other night. Everyone's like, okay, you're not talking to me anymore. So that's how.
Okay. So you helped me a ton with this. Cause there was a point where I was feeling a little robotic in my caption because I was trying to serve too many people. And you actually handed me my phone and you said, I want you to read this caption as though you're just talking to me. And when I read it, that was my big aha moment. I was like, never talk to you that way. And
no.
And that's when you said, well, that's why you're not connecting with this. And as soon as I realized that, because I was just making it too hard, the walls came down and my engagement was completely different.
Well, yeah, because we're like, I want to be smart. I want everyone to think I'm smart. So we like start as though we're, you know, a professor on the stage in front of 10,000 people, you know, but that professor took a long time to get to the point where he is, where people care, right? And we just expect like, oh, I want everyone to think I'm smart, or I want everyone to think I'm hilarious or whatever. We just have these perceptions of what, here, I want people to think this about me, so I'm going to start acting like this person. No, one-on-one. It's one-on-one conversations. And that's when people go, oh my gosh, I love listening to her. I love watching her, because social media is not television. It's telephone. It's not you performing for everyone. It's having these intimate conversations with people.
Okay. So can I ask one other thing while we're on this topic?
One, but like one.
Just one? Dang it. Okay. So now Instagram, what gives you like 2 or 3 lines before you have to hit the more button? Mm-hmm. If you're like, hey, what's going on? Like you just talk to your friend. Is there a strategy on having something that's very interesting that is curiosity based, but not so robotic? Because I can think of a million like headliners of emails to get people to click, but I don't think a headline in your first line on Instagram is the best way to go. So how do you break that down for curiosity?
That's the thing is like, I can tell you different little ways to do it, but the serious answer is you're going to have to practice a ton of different ways, because I might say, don't do a headline, but someone's brand may need a headline. you know, that might make a lot of sense with their post to have something like breaking news. And it might be like, what's breaking news? And people might want to go depending on their feed and their audience. But for people who are like really trying to get people to engage or understand who they are, or really trying to pull people into their, you know, community, people like us, then you have to think how would I talk to someone, lead quickly, get to the point fast. So instead of going, hey, how you doing? Things are great, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's not how you talk to a friend anyway. You say, you're never going to believe this. You know, there are all those little things, like just get into it and say, I can't believe I didn't know this before. Or I like to start with questions. That's one of my golden recipes that I share, is like starting with a question, but like a quick question. Don't make it a long question, an easy, easy, easy question that anyone can answer. And then you tell a story and you get people to go below the fold. That's what you call it. You know, the read more is below the fold, so that people actually want to spend time on it. Give them reasons. There are seriously so many ways to get them beyond. But if it's not going to make you read more, then it's not going to let anyone else read more. So play around, try different things. I don't really think one way is going to work for everyone. It's just about practicing and your audience and your post.
Got it. Okay. That was pretty brilliant. We'll take that. I'll take that. I like how our conversation has gone. We've talked about hammers. We've talked about nets.
I know. I love analogies because they make so much more sense in your brain. Because when you're talking about like big ideas, like Instagram and audience, like it feels so big for people, and it feels big for a lot of us, you know, but if you suddenly go, oh, it's an invitation. Okay. I can do that. Yeah. Then we realize we're so much more capable and powerful than we thought, because we can understand it's actually simpler when you compare it to an analogy. Cause it is, you just have to keep breaking things down and not getting overwhelmed with the hugeness of these concepts.
And our brain does a very good job in overcomplicating and making mess of very simple things. So I love, I'm right there with you on the analogy bus. Okay. Another one, how to get people to share.
Getting people to share your product is, or your brand or your account is really like, it's like door-to-door salesman, or I like to say it's like a new neighbor. If someone came over to your house and you just moved in and they walked over, knocked on the door, and they're like, hi, I'm Anna. I'm going to be your new best friend. Can you tell everyone we're friends? Here, take a picture. Cheese. Okay. Can you post this for me? You'd be like, oh my word. Let's like talk to each other a little more. Let me get to know you better. So really it's about like warming people up and not just suddenly asking them to share things. Like give them reasons to share, create this relationship or this community where people want to share because it's a success for them too. It's a benefit for them. If I'm sharing with my friends, like for example, your podcast, if I was just like, hey, everyone go check out Allison's podcast. They're like, there's no reason to do that, right? But if I tell them, this is why I like Allison's podcast, and I really think you'll like it too, and I warm them up to it, then they're more likely to follow through because I'm giving them something of value. So you sometimes need to tell your audience what they are doing to their audience, right? So it's almost like, hey, if you wanted to share this, here's a code that you can share with people. Or, oh, we love seeing how you use our earrings or our slingshot. We would love to feature you. Please post. I mean, there are lots of hacks that I'm teaching my students right now that are, and I hate the word hacks, so I can't believe I just said that. But a lot of things that are working right now, that it's like little ways that it's the show don't tell. There's a telling like, hey, we'd love, here's a code if you wanted to share it. It's never a directive. It's never a share this, post this. It's a, if you share it, please tag us because we'd love to see it, or we'd love to repost you. You're telling them, this is what we'll do, or this is why it would be really awesome. You're not saying do it, because I don't like being told what to do.
Agreed.
But if you're kind of giving me a reason to do it, or you're like showing me what other people are doing, or you're saying people like us by showing me like, oh, look at all these people, I'm resharing them wearing the earrings. And I think, ooh, I want to be featured. I want to feel special. That's how I have to do it. You're showing me how people do it. So it's really just like creating that warm relationship and then letting them know why it's important, why they would want to, and then you give them that opportunity. Validate it.
That was amazing. Yeah, validating. Everybody wants to feel like they're special, right? So yes. If they get featured, like, heck yeah. I love to feature people. And I know you do a really good job with that. You also do something on Tuesdays that I think is so brilliant, such brilliant marketing. Do you want to share?
I hope it's brilliant.
I think it is.
So yeah, every Tuesday, and see, I never say it's Tuesday, but everyone knows it is because I don't want to like miss a Tuesday. Everyone's like, it's Tuesday. But I do ask Anna, and I just have the highlight bubble, or the sticker rather, that I put up on a highlight bubble. I've been talking about highlight bubbles all day. I put a sticker up in my stories that say, you know, it's that time of the week again. So I guess I do say Tuesday. Anyway, where you can ask me any questions. And then I usually do it Monday night so that by the time I wake up Tuesday morning, they're always, you know, a good handful of questions ready for me. And I just answer them throughout the day randomly. It's not just my face. It's, you know, the talking face issue that we all can really get tired of super fast. You know, I try to switch it up. Sometimes it's my face. Sometimes it's just parts of my house, or sometimes it's my holiday decorations, or it's a store I'm at. You know, then people kind of feel like they're on a journey with me because it's like, oh, she's not still in her office. Oh, I guess she's at this store. Oh, I guess she's, you know, in the grass.
Yeah, I've been through Halloween and Christmas with you. I know your decorations very well.
Oh, just wait. This Christmas is going to be so much better. My Ask Anna's are going to be so fun.
One of my favorite questions that was asked, though, was, Anna, do you just make up questions to ask yourself? I loved that one. That someone thought that you were just in there making up your own questions.
Oh, and I even admitted, because one time I did, because people were not asking the question that I needed to do marketing for. And I said, yeah, I've done it once. I don't do it often, but I did it one time. Because sometimes you're like, nobody's asking me and I really need to talk about this launch. So I shoved it in there, and I admit it. I'm not worried about it. But I'm like, sometimes you have to. People are like, nobody's asking me questions. I'm like, sometimes you have to prime the pump. And, you know, maybe if it's not all sales, if you're like, hey, what's your favorite color? And you answer it, nobody's going to be like, did you ask yourself what your favorite color is? Because then that gives people permission to then ask a question too. You know, it's not, I don't know. I don't think it's nefarious, but.
Okay. Then I know I said one more, but I got one more. It never ends because you have so many ideas, so much good stuff. Instagram story or Instagram posts or Instagram TV?
IGTV. Yes, that's my answer.
All of the above.
You should have a feed. Definitely think about your feed, because that's where people that will go the first time they want to know about you. They're not going to go to your stories. So that's where people go to validate, to verify that you're actually there, you're breathing, you're alive, right? And that's important for future audiences, future followers, future buyers. Your stories are where you are connecting at a more base level, but a more exciting personal one-on-one level. And Instagram shares, or they value each impression as one. Okay, so that means an Instagram story slide is one impression and an Instagram post is one impression. So if you make a story that has three different slides, you are getting three impressions. And if you create a post, you're getting one impression. So which one values you more, where, as far as the algorithm's concerned, as far as your connection to people is concerned, obviously it's the stories, because it's three. You got three different impressions that increase your value and increase your visibility in the future. But you still need to have the posts, and you need to keep people on your stories, because if they're dropping off after the first slide because they're like, oh, this person, they're the worst, they're so boring, you know, that's not going to help you. So, and then IGTV is what I always tell my students is, if you understand that Instagram wants to, well, Facebook, you know, who owns Instagram, if you understand that they want to be a video channel, and they love video, they are pushing you when you use their tools. And so when you use their IGTV, they're like, yeah, they're using the thing that we love and that we want to push and that we want to make more money on. So we're going to give them a little bit more attention, a little bit more love, a little bit more push. So when you kind of understand that, you're like, make sure it's in your strategy.
Love it. Love it. Okay, Anna, I seriously feel like this was a speed round.
Yeah, totally.
So much information, like go, 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 go. What you just gave us, I feel like I need to send you a check for a lot of money, because.
Okay, I'll take it.
You'll take it? You'll take two.
I'll take as many as you give me. Send me all the checks.
But what you just gave us was so, so good. I hope you guys were taking notes on this. And Anna, I know you actually, you also over deliver. You were very good at over delivering, and you wanted to give everybody an over delivery. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. Well, I'm wanting to do a challenge, a 14-day challenge for people so that they can really understand how to get in there, to change the way they're using Instagram, understand it better, and so that they see how they can grow their audience, grow their reach, grow their impressions, which actually will create more sales, you know, better invitations. I want you to have like amazing invitations that get people to your parties, whatever they are. So we're doing a 14-day challenge of hacks, but if they're like non-hacks hacks, they're like hacking the hacks. And so I'm offering that over creating it here first for you guys. It's the 14-day hacks.
Perfect. And what's the URL?
It's Anna McFarlane, which is A-N-N-A. Looks like Anna, but it's Anna. macfarlane.com/14 hacks.
Perfect. And we will leave the link in the show notes just in case you didn't write that.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you for this speed round. Oh, this was good.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I love it.
Thank you. Oh, I hope you love the episode so much and were able to get tangible things out of it. I know I wrote a ton of notes on what she was saying. So I have to tell you now that Anna actually charges businesses to go in and help them with what she just told us for free. Major high fives for all the stuff that she shared so freely. I hope you enjoyed that podcast interview as much as I did. And I cannot wait for you to hear next week's episode. Talk to you then. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Because I Can podcast. If you've ever been interested on starting your online business, let me show you the 3 secrets to planning, launching, and growing your online store, even if you don't know what to sell. All you have to do is head over to 0-100k.com. That's where you can sign up for my free class. I'll go over why having a Shark Tank idea will make you fail, the little known trick that helped me to sell over $1.1 million in pillowcases with 0 following, and the secret to running a business when my kids took a nap. And if you were like I was, you just wanted to earn some extra money for your growing family, that's exactly why I created this system. And it has helped thousands of people make their first dollar online and countless others to go on and make their first $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, and even crossing the $1 million mark. So go over to 0-100k.com to grab your seat for the next class to find out how you can be the next one. Until next time, we'll see you later.